All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jeffrey Burke joining us now. Jeffrey, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you, sir?
I am so happy to be welcomed. Thank you very much.
No, we appreciate you. You are vice chairman of the Republican Jewish Coalition and founder of Truth Tells. Talk about what's going on right now in the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Mayhem, and more mayhem.
Okay.
You know, the demands, just for your quick education, truthtells.org is a nonprofit entity that we set up, and what we are doing is giving a letter rating to each sitting Jewish politician on what they are or unfortunately not doing to fight against their anti-Semitic colleagues in the Congress. And our mantra is, if our Jewish leaders won't take the lead to fight anti-Semitic congressmen, who will? And go figure, it's the Baptist, McCarthy.
Interesting. And real quick, what's the website one more time?
Truthtells.org.
.org, okay. I want to make sure I get that in my notes so we can get that up tonight. So this real quick, talk about the letter scoring, and I think it's similar to what the NRA has done and so on. Am I correct in saying it that way?
Well, the NRA doesn't publish what their rubric is for how these are tallied.
Gotcha.
Exactly. But what we, listen, the biggest acrimony that we have are the Jewish members of the CPC who are just so overt on Twitter, like a Nadler, to talk about, hey, Tlaib, how could you say this? Hey, Omar, you shouldn't be saying this. Mm-hmm. Yet. Within the CPC, the Congressional Progressive Caucus, they're still voting and keeping Omar as number three in command of this 100-person caucus, and Tlaib is the vice chair. So to answer your question, the A through F is squarely going to be against what have you done to take these people down.
Okay.
The Republicans were very quick to strip Steve King entirely of all his committees. Taylor Green is ready to come out of the penalty box, whether you like it or not, after 2 years of the commentary that she made. Republicans have always been very swift to call their own out. And also what we have to see is, and I'll bring your attention to a race that was in Texas. There was a moderate, Henry Cuellar, that was, basically beloved, effective, productive congressman.
Okay.
And he had a very, very tough primary against Cisneros. And Cisneros was funded with millions of dollars. Bush was there campaigning. AOC was there campaigning. Omar was there campaigning. There was not one moderate Democrat contributing or doing anything to help Cisneros. So the letter rating is, what are you doing to combat the rise of the socialist, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic portion of the Democratic Congress, and where is your money going?
Makes sense. How long have you guys been doing this?
We had the genesis of this is I'm a conservative Jew in Florida. Had a successful business career. We were very, very close to running for the soon-to-be-vacated Ted Deutsch congressional seat in Fort Lauderdale, the 23rd District. And when I was building my narrative of what Ted did or did not really do, he did his best, but Pelosi and the Democrats, the Democratic faction wouldn't let him be as overt against the anti-Semitic colleagues as he wanted to be. We took a look at his FEC records and, hey, after you're done making a speech castigating Tlaib, what do you do after that? You're fundraising, but your buddy Cuellar, you didn't donate to him. You didn't help him campaign. Hmm. You sat on committees with him. You're not doing anything that's, the socialists, we have a reluctant respect that they are out there investing money to get more of their like-minded anti-Israel, anti-American, anti-capitalist philosophies. And if the Jewish politicians are not going to take the lead, then who will?
Well, you know what? Great question. Appreciate what you guys are doing. I think having, and I was looking at some of the ones that you've already ranked, and I think the A through F is pretty easy to go through and figure out. It's not hard to figure out if somebody has an F where they stand on things, Jeffrey. It's pretty simple.
You know, so the questionnaires go out the end of January.
Oh, and really, okay, really, I was going to ask you that. Okay, so really quick on the questionnaire, what kind of questions are you asking them?
These are socialist, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic candidates that were in primaries. What did you do or what did you not do to support a moderate, help find a moderate? You were in the CPC. Did you vote for Omar or did you not? Mm. You're in the CPC. Did you vote for Tlaib? Did you or did you not?
Okay.
Somebody who's certainly going to be getting a questionnaire is Bennett.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
To inject a little levity into our brief conversation, you know, he's articulated a great religious bipartisanship by saying he's not, you know, passionate, but he's got one foot in the Jewish heritage and one foot in the Catholic heritage. A questionnaire will be going to Michael. Like, whether you're coming to this from your Jewish upbringing or your Christian upbringing, both upbringings covet the miracle of the existence of Israel.
Yes, and, yes, thank you. Thank you. That was pretty easy. To me, Jeffrey, maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way, but this isn't rocket science. This isn't really all that difficult.
No, and it's really the point of the name Truth Tells. It's, you know, what we're trying to do is encourage our Jewish politicians, and some of them are legacy leaders like Nadler and Schumer, that clearly the opposition, they're motivated, driven, and successful. One of the unfortunate byproducts of this cycle is there's probably 4 to 5 more squad members that are surely going to be future CPC members.
Yeah.
That means there's going to be just as many Jewish CPC members, 100 people, more or less. There are going to be just as many Jewish leaders as there are people that seem to be on a pathway to be anti-Israel.
Hmm. Unbelievable. Where does the White House in general stand in all of this, and are you grading any of them?
You know, we've got a tight lane. I think that there's a lot of progress we can make by just calling our Jewish leaders to be more accountable for themselves.
Okay.
But I don't want to disregard what you're saying.
You know, because the way you I know, see it, Jeffrey, our commander in chief isn't any different than some of the individuals you're talking about. He's, in my opinion, he may give lip service to Israel, but he's not for them.
They're still trying to put an Iran deal together.
Correct.
That's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars immediately put back to Hamas to get more ammunition.
That's right.
And that Iron Dome, which tries to put against, is going to break down. Number two, something that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, the United Nations. They passed the Nakba bill. I don't know if you're aware of it.
No.
But, you know, NAKBA, it commemorates the alleged atrocities that the Palestinians went through when Israel was founded in 1948 and other, you know, back then was otherwise supported by the United Nations. The squad head by Tlaib, they tried to get a Nakba bill acknowledging that the U.S. was complicit with this alleged breakdown of it. The current administration doesn't speak out and take a position on the territories. Even Netanyahu himself will admit that these are disputed territories. There has to be a reconciliation, but they are not occupied territories. You could have given me another 45 minutes on this question, and this, you know, the current administration is no true friend to the state of Israel.
I agree. You and I are on the same page there. All right. Again, the website is truthtells.org. Jeffrey, we'll look forward to having you back. Anything that comes up, any other news as these questionnaires go out, and when are they going out again?
At the end of January.
Okay.
One thing I'd love to come back and we could chat about is let's see what the new leadership elections come if they put Omar back as number 3.
Love to chat with you. No, that'd be great. No, I'd love to have you back. That'd be right up our alley, as you can tell. So, no, we'd love to have you. That'd be awesome, Jeffrey.
It's an honor. I hope we meet sometime.
I would love it. Appreciate it very much, Jeffrey. Keep up the good work. Thank you, sir, very much.
Bye.
You bet. Appreciate it. Guys, you guys all know where I stand on all of this, and we do many interviews along these lines, and I feel a debt of gratitude to the nation of Israel. That is our roots, and I won't get into all the details of all of that, but those of you that are Christians know exactly what I'm talking about, and at any rate, we will get him back on once we get some of these questionnaires, or they get some of these questionnaires back in, and see exactly where leadership ends up, and so on.